All right, hey, this is Paul Slatkis, and I'm speaking to Danielle Brody. Hi, Danielle, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
You know, this Danielle's, I know her dad, I know her parents for many, many years, many, many, many years. And actually, your dad's on my board for many, many years. I don't know, maybe 20 years, I don't know. A long time, because, see, your dad... and you, your family, always have a lot of energy.
And yes. You
put on these great iBreakfasts way back when, organizational events, for helping people become more wise in the world of technology and investment. And I want to thank you for that and applaud you. And I saw you, you know, since I know you for some time, I saw you sort of grow up into the business. As well, you joined in, you helped at the front desk or the things that you did, you know, in this scenario. Now you're a big woman, and you had a great basis, and you had great parents, and have great parents, and so, and we love them, and so. But now you're doing great and carrying on the Brody name. You live in Brooklyn, and you're doing some Danielle's doodles. You got a hobby turned into a venture?
I guess, so, yeah, that's how I worded it.
So we got to get you venture money. What are your doodles? What are you doing?
Okay, so basically I was doing stand-up comedy for the past couple of years in the city.
Yeah.
And I would go to open mics, and I actually performed in a few shows, and I was supposed to have a show in May. And then when the pandemic happened, I was like, maybe the show will happen, maybe it won't. And obviously it didn't happen. And then I found like working from home and just being home all day, I was like on the computer and phone and TV so much. So I ordered some colored pencils and just started like drawing. And at some point this summer, I had the idea to turn some of my past life experiences into a doodle. And it was about dating, actually, about like dates that didn't work out. And it was just fun. And I like drew it and I paint, and then I got watercolor and I painted it and I put it on Instagram, and everyone like really loved it. And then I did another one about my quarantine activities. So like, I don't know, making like nice breakfast every morning and like wanting a chicken coop in my backyard. And then my dad comes into the picture because, like you said, he's very entrepreneurial and he doesn't let us have hobbies. So if we have a hobby, he figures out how to turn it into a business. Like once he uncovers a talent, he's like, great, monetize it. So not that I'm monetizing this, but I have started doing a lot more doodles and turning them into little videos. I made a website. I'm putting them all on a lot of like social media channels. And now they're about like lots of different things. And I've been doing it since July, and I've done about almost 40 doodles now, about quarantine, politics, TV, still dating. People love the dating ones. And my sister, who actually lives with me in my apartment, is helping me turn a couple of them into cards. So we have two. Actually, one is right next to me.
Yeah, show me the goods. All right. So let's. What do you got here? Okay. Show and tell.
Well, okay, this one isn't...
What's the website while you're doing it?
Okay, so it's danielleanddoodles.com.
So it's D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. Danielle Doodles?
No, well, actually, I did buy the URL danielleanddoodles.com, but it's Danielle in Doodles.
In? I-N?
Yeah.
Danielle in Doodles?
Yeah.
Why do you got the in there?
The in?
Yeah, in. I guess I
could drop it eventually, but it's like the point. I mean, I also own DanielleDoodles.com, but I've been calling it Danielle in Doodles.
Okay, whatever you want, Danielle. It's your gig. Go for it. It seems to me the in is wonderful. But I'm like 70 years old, so who the hell do I know?
I'm open to dropping it. I kind of just did it because at first I was like drawing myself in doodles. So it was like Danielle in Doodles. Oh, I know. I think that there's an Instagram account that exists already called Danielle Doodles. And I started this on Instagram.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was right.
Now we got to the bottom of that. That was a lot of research work.
Also, yes. And the funny thing, too, is that the girl who, like Danielle Doodles, the Instagram, her profile is a little doodle of herself. And then I drew a doodle of myself, and then they actually like look alike. Like the original Danielle Doodles like kind of looks like me, and then I kept getting really confused. I would like type in Danielle Doodles and see her, and I was like, "Is that me? Like, when did I do this? She's a better drawer than I am."
She can't be funnier than you, though. I'll tell you that. You got good shtick. You got good shtick.
Oh, thank you.
So we're gonna give you a little more shtick. So what do you mean you do comedy? Then we're gonna go look at your things. Well, no, let's look at this one card now. What did you have you were going to show me?
Well, this one, it's like a little messy because I drew on it, but it's, I don't know if you could see it.
Make a wish and blow out the candles, the X marked, I can't read under the X.
So the X mark is leaves. So it's make a wish and blow out the leaves, and then it crosses out leaves and says candles, and it's a guy blowing out candles with a leaf blower.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, good. That's good. It's my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Jennifer. This is the card I made for you.
Well, I have one for a woman. I think it's in my room, so I'll grab it. But, then when you open it, it says happy quarantine birthday.
Oh, nice. Well, that's a good thought. That's a good thought. And your sister and you worked on that together?
Yeah, basically, I had drawn a doodle of, like, birthday moments. And, I had like one of the little squares and the doodle was like me blowing out the candles with a blow dryer. And then my sister was like, wait, that's so cute. And like grabbed that image. And she was like, why don't you make this a birthday card? And I was like, well, then I need a man too. And then I also drew like an elephant, like spraying out the candles. And I drew kids with snowballs throwing out the candles since we can't like blow.
A good line. You got a good line of color. Yeah. Make a business. Your dad is
right.
Go for it.
Yeah. So I'm like, let me try the cards. And then I did some with Santa. And then my sister gave me the idea to do a bat mitzvah one. So sometimes like I have the idea. It's like with comedy too. Like I have an idea, like this funny thing happened or there's this funny thing happening in the world, but it's like, it takes some time to ruminate and figure out like where the joke is. So sometimes I need to give it a few days or even weeks to figure it like, and then the joke just comes to me. Or my dad or my sister or friend like gives me the idea. So my sister was like, do a bar mitzvah one. And I was like, okay, but I don't know the joke. And then my dad was like, why don't you show people holding like a computer with the kid on Zoom? Like you'd hold up the kid on the chair, but they're holding up the laptop. And I was like, oh, okay, great. So like, there it is. I didn't have to think that hard.
There it is. So give us a little shtick. What do you mean shtick? You're like, you stood up and you said things out of your mouth that made people laugh? Like
yes.
What would you say to somebody?
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of like, it's hard for me because a lot of my comedy is like based on my life experiences. So another reason I'm a little relieved to be doing the comics is because that my first like comedic sets, I guess, were actually about grief.
Grief,
yeah, like loss.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Which sounds a little odd, but I found that like I was able to tap into that because it is kind of hard to talk about, especially like in my age group. A lot of people haven't experienced grief, and when I did experience it, it was like I didn't know what I was doing. Like, which is a kind of a weird way to say it, but it's like a very new experience and a horrible experience. And horrible experiences also can be like darkly funny. So I actually did a stand-up class and I was talking about my life and my grandma and my dad, you know, it's a lot about my family. And then I had this one joke about how after I experienced loss, I could like get away with anything because people felt so bad for me. And my class was like, oh, that like focus on just the grief. Like that's the joke. So my show in May was called, I honestly never came up with a name. I wanted it to be called like Fatally Funny or something, or Die Laughing. And obviously like with the pandemic, it was canceled and it just like didn't even feel appropriate to like do that show ever. Because now we're like all experiencing a type of grief, but I did have a joke that I liked recently. And it was, so I have a set about the cemetery. And I was like, now we've moved on. It's been 5 years. So we've moved on from going to the cemetery and sobbing. And now when we go to the cemetery, it's like keeping up with the Joneses. We're like comparing like our plot to the other people's plots. And we're like, Dad, like, how come we don't have the Ivy Bush and the Schwartzes do?
I don't know. That's funny stuff. I think, you know, they said that the Jewish community has lasted so long because we laughed a lot at ourselves. And, I love that kind of silliness, you know, vaudeville, Hollywood was built around the Hungarians coming here and making Broadway show, and making shows and things, old vaudeville comedy. You know, it's great. And laughter with grief, I think that could be and very well is so much necessary, you know, and people handle it so many different ways. And you need a laugh at the same time. And, you know, a laugh is just like it's a cry also. You know, laughter and crying sound almost the same, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I remember like in English class, we like learned something like comedy and tragedy are the same, or there's like a very thin line between them. And yeah, like after, you know, experiencing loss, I remember I would like laugh at myself and people were confused. And I was like, no, it's okay. Like I had a panic attack in CVS and ran into my friend from middle school's dad. Like, it's okay. Like I was like laughing at the experience and that kind of, and he was a psychiatrist and he looked at me like I was a ghost. I was like, shouldn't you be able to manage this situation a little bit better? Like,
that's really good stuff. You're doing great. And so, but what other things are you up to? I mean, you're busy with the doodles and
yes.
But there's some artwork to that. Did you go to art school?
No. I have no art background. When I was little, can I grab a few things?
Grab. Okay. Yeah. I'll do a stand up while you're grabbing.
Okay. I'll take it. It's a small apartment. It won't take me long to find everything.
I'm just grabbing.
Okay.
I think grabbing is a good idea.
Okay. But yeah, I have no art experience. Although you probably know that my dad has like actually is a pretty good artist. He did like a graphic novel and he's a good artist.
Uh-huh. Well, I also know your dad is a very good Zulu dancer.
Yeah, I don't really have the dance skills, but I can kick pretty high, which is a requirement for Zulu dancing.
I had him do Zulu dancing on my show. Your dad is on my show doing Zulu dancing.
Oh, my God.
I got best out of him.
When YouTube was new, like when my sister and I were in like high school, YouTube was this like new phenomenon. And my dad put this video of himself doing Zulu dancing on YouTube, and he was so excited about it. And my sister was in tech class, my middle sister, Julia. She's 2.5 years younger than me. Anyway, so she's in tech class, and she was like, oh, my dad's on YouTube, and, like, showed the video of him dancing, Zulu dancing. And then all the kids were, like, really freaked out because they'd never seen anything like it, and they thought he was in a cult. And so this rumor started going around that my dad was in a cult. And Julia was so embarrassed. She was like, Dad, take down the video. Like, everyone keeps talking about you. They showed it in my tech class. And my dad was like, what are you talking about? This is amazing. My views are skyrocketing.
Your dad, I love your dad. He's such a moxie. He has such, in Yiddish, koyak. He has such, you know, he's out there. He is out there. He's out there in a good way.
Yeah, definitely. I love his energy. He's definitely inspired us. Like every time, like we're not accepted into something or, you know, like he's like, go do it yourself. Like, are you this talent? Take it somewhere. So he pushes us. And
Do you know your dad and I, we didn't pull it off, but we had the original Shark Tank. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember this kind of happening when I was a kid.
We did it in my TV studio down on 18th and 5th. Your dad had the idea. And unfortunately, we didn't celebritize it. You know, we didn't make it into the big time, which I should have. I'm still living, so I can still do things. But I should have, because I had that network CBS, PBS background. We should have had it in a different level, because the concept is exactly what Shark Tank is, you know, getting the investors to invest into people. And your dad came up with it. I produced it in our studio. Wow. We did a couple episodes, but we didn't get it into the next level, and we didn't get a deal. You know, it's business. We didn't get a deal with NBC or ABC or somebody to back us who would have made it, make sure it would became, you know, that kind of level. But your dad kind of, he thought of it, no doubt about it. Alan was.
Was it called Rags to Riches or something? I remember him doing. Yeah.
Yes.
I remember it. He was first.
It was a lot. He was first. I'm telling you, he was first. Your dad's on the
He's
first.
He's first with a lot of things.
I know that.
It's funny. He was actually first to like this whole drawing. I mean, so he had this idea to like kind of draw the news in like little like comics. So what I'm doing is similar. Like he sometimes pushes me and he's like, do this thing about the news. And I'm like, it's called Danielle and Doodle. So if I don't have a connection, like I want to put myself in the doodle somehow, or I have to have some like reason to do it that I relate to. That's kind of like my barometer for, I mean, some of them I haven't related to, but that's kind of been my barometer for like what I'm going to draw.
But, all right. Well, I want to see what you did. I'll let you know one thing, though. I'll just say one thing for you, because it's in the course of all my thousands and thousands of interviews, I interviewed this. Somebody brought me this woman, you know, these professional PR companies. Somebody brought me this woman. Her name is Marissa Mayer. And I said, they said, they're saying to me, this, she's climbing the ladder big time at YouTube, right? Was it at Google? This lady is going to the. She is like on her way up. I remember them saying this to me, and the interview was on Google Doodles, because she's the one. She did Google Doodles.
Do you know that?
I believe
she drew them.
She created the concept for Google Doodles.
Did she? Wow.
I think I interviewed her. I can't remember. I believe she did. And her mother was a librarian. And we had a nice conversation, and we're talking about Google. This was the announcement, maybe the beginning of Google Doodles.
Wow.
Many years ago. And then she became the head of Yahoo and so on.
Right.
A very historic living legend corporate do-gooder. All good. But back to Danielle's doodles. I mean, in doodles.
Danielle, now I have to think about the name. This is good, like talking to someone new and,
okay in doodles. I mean, you know.
We'll see where it goes. Okay, so I grabbed some materials. I wanted to show, because you said, do I have artistic ability? Not really, but I'll preface this by saying, I don't know how I still have this book. I made this poetry book when I was in sixth grade. But when I was little, this was a school assignment, but I always used to draw things. And like, this is a bunch of poems and stuff from when I was little. So
as
a kid, yeah, it's very cute. I honestly read it and I'm like, I did this when I was 10. Like, this isn't bad.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's very cute. And as a kid, I used to draw. I loved creative writing. I was always drawing comics, doing plays, but drawing the characters, drawing storybooks. I wasn't great at drawing, but it was just a good way for me to express myself. And I was kind of shy back in the day, so it helped to just do that, you know, by myself.
That's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, so, and then as I got older, I wrote more, and then I got into journalism. I studied journalism in college, and my first job out of school was a reporter, but I still always felt like I was neglecting the creative side, and I missed it. And now I work in content marketing, which is still more, I mean, it's like journalism, but paid for by somebody.
Yeah, I remember that because I think your dad thought about, you know, you were actually working with me now that I think of it. I mean, I'm close with your dad, you know, you working with me doing some, didn't you? You were working up in Westchester at a newspaper.
Yeah, that was my first job. Yeah, Westchester County Business Journal. And then I started writing for Fairfield County Business Journal, but it was the same office.
Right. I remember that. Yeah.
So
growing up with you too.
I know. And I would write about business, and I just like, I think I'm a good writer and I like interviewing people, but I wouldn't say I'm like how do I say it? Like, I didn't think I could pursue journalism super seriously just because you need this like real intensity about like getting the scoop and getting the story. And I don't know if I had that intensity. Even though I liked other aspects of it. And I also just always knew I wanted to kind of be on the business side.
And now you're doing content marketing. Yes?
Yes. Is that the word? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, content marketing. I work at Business Insider. So it's almost like we're an agency within BI, and like clients come to us when they want to do, you know, publish content on our site. And then I'm on the editorial side of that. So I help them like come up with story ideas, and then I'll like hire freelancers to write the stories, and then I'll edit them and put them online for the client.
All right. Anything else people should know about you, Danielle?
I feel like I freelance write as well for a magazine in Astoria. I volunteer for the American Marketing Association, and I do the doodles. I just wanted to show you the other card and a couple more if that's okay.
Sure.
So here's the other card. This is the original birthday picture. It says, make a wish and blow out the candles. And nice. She's blowing it out with a blow dryer.
That's good.
And then I've got this is like, it's so like not tech. Like I literally have a stack of the doodles. They're all like hand drawn on paper. Here's the one. I'm trying to find a good one. Okay. This one's about going back to the office. I don't know if you can totally see it.
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay, so it's called Everything I Forgot When I Went Back to the Office. And this is about going back to the office after it was closed, you know, for the pandemic. And I write about going to the wrong floor, forgetting my building ID, forgetting that humidity ruins my hair, and then getting lost.
I'm crazy about this. You know what we are? We're going to run out of time on Zoom. So let me ask you one more. Let me ask the last question. So good news for you is what? What's good news for Danielle Brody? What's good news?
Good news.
When you hear?
You mean like good news that I like to hear? Good news like that would happen to me?
Uh-huh. So what would be good news for you to happen to you?
When I post these doodles, sometimes I include like a celebrity just because they're relevant, like about a TV show. The actress in the TV show liked it, and that was very good news for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Well, I love those. You're very talented.
And,
and have good energy. So,
thank you.
I wish you the best and continue on. And if there's anything I can do, you let me know.
Thank you. I'm going to send you a doodle I'm working on because it's good news. It's four things that make me cry in the pandemic, but they're all kind of like positive, like TV shows and like happy friend news and music playing on the street.
All right. Send me that and I'll use that picture.
Okay. I think that one's relevant. Thank you so much for talking to me. This was fun.
Danielle, thanks so much. Appreciate it. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.